Okay, we're continuing the Sefer of Lavi Mishkan Evna, and we began last week the chapter of Avas Hashem. So, we said that there are two types of Ahava. There's Ava HaTzluya B'davar, an Ava that's dependent on things, and there's the Ava Sheina HaTzluya B'davar. Then there's a true love, which is not dependent on any certain thing that you're receiving or you're getting. And we explained very simply that Ava HaTzluya B'davar is a lower level of Ava, because we assume that if you're not going to be getting what you want, so then the Ava will be lost. And we mentioned from the Meshech Chachma last time that an Ava HaTzluya B'davar, when it's dependent on something, you're not really loving the other person, you're really loving yourself. Because you're happy, you're loving that you're getting something. The minute you don't get it, so then the love is non-existent. But the way the Sefer that we're learning twisted it, was that although that is true, but it could be used as a way to come to have Hakaras HaTzayif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you're able to realize everything that you receive is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and invoke an Ava for all of that you're receiving, so although that Ava is Tluya B'davar, but you're channeling that Ava into a Hakaras HaTzayif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talked about Richas last time about the concept of a person recognizing that he has nothing, there's nothing to himself and nothing that he has of himself. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all Taivas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of his thoughts starts off with understanding that you don't do anything yourself, and then it's the next step of understanding that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is how that's what we worked on last week. Now, the Sefer is going to continue and move on to the next Ava. Once you've invoked the Ava HaTzluya B'davar and Tosh HaKaras HaTzayiv to Hashem, and realizing that there's nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a thought, not a movement, and you have such a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of those things, and you're constantly thinking about that, and you're constantly talking about that, you'll be able to invoke that Ava. Then you can move on to the next Ava, and that's the Ava She'ein HaTzluya B'davar. However, I want to pause for a moment, and I want to share with you the continuation of the Meshech Chachma that we mentioned last week and that we just mentioned. Because the Meshech Chachma is also focusing on the fact that when it comes to Ava, and Avas Hashem, and Avas, he's really also saying it's Negea to Ben Adam L'Chaveri as well, that there's the Ava HaTzluya B'davar, the Ava that you love because you're receiving something, which he portrayed in the negative light, that really you love yourself, you're not really loving the other person. And then there's the other Ava. So how is the way he explains the other Ava? And I think that really it's a stepping stone to get from the Ava HaTzluya B'davar to the Ava She'ein HaTzluya B'davar that the Vavi Mishkan Evna is going to talk about. I think there's this middle Madrega, their stepping stone between them is going to be the Ava, the way the Meshech Chachma describes it. And he says as follows. He says that so his lashon is that when you have an Ava that is dependent on receiving something, so that's not called really you're loving the other person. It's all coming back to yourself. You're loving yourself. He says, "Ava hachayseres el hanehav." When you have a love, that the love is really to the one that is being loved, as opposed to loving yourself. It's just going through him to come back to you. Loving him for who he is. His lashon is, "He bo misibas haistamus vaishtavus hayachas v'ha'erech." If we have something that we have in common with each other, if there's something that we share in common, that commonality could produce a love. For example, he says, "Kimay chacham oyev chacham." You find the concept in uman soinei es ben umnasei. A tradesman, he hates his competition. Why does he hate his competition? Because it's taking away from him. He's not going to love his competition, because if he loves his competition, he doesn't get anything out of it. And therefore, when it's a love that you really love yourself, it's a love that's coming back to yourself for what you receive. So that love is not one that that's going to go to your competition. So you hate your competition, and Uman hates his competition. But Chazal tells us a Chacham loves another Chacham. Why? L'chayra, the Chacham, there is a... there is some type of competition, but it's a different type of thing. It's not taking away from me. So the Chacham loves the other Chacham because we have something in common. We're both Chachamim. We have this Chachma that unites us together. This Chachma makes us one and could breed an Ahava. So he says as follows. If we're going to come to Avas Hashem Yisbarach, he says, there's really... If you think about it, the love we're going to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seemingly be the lower Madrega. Because why we love Hashem? Because He gives us so much. That's loving ourselves. That's not really loving Hashem. So therefore he says, that's a low Madrega. It's a Madrega Pchusa. So, says he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Medrash says, and these words that I'm commanding you should be on your heart. Says the Medrash. Lama Namar, why does it say these words? There's a mitzvah to love Hashem with all of your heart. Says the Medrash, I'm not sure how to do that. How am I supposed to love Hashem? What shaykhis do I have with Hashem? What commonality do I have with Hashem that we could share some type of love? Elamai, you'll say, okay, love Him for what He gives you. That's not the chalavavcha. That's not loving Hashem with all my heart. That's loving myself with all my heart. That's not loving Hashem with all my heart. So what am I supposed to do? Says the Medrash, Tamulaymar, V'hayu hadvarim ho'ela, these words should be alavavecha. Shemitoich kach atomakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'medabek bidracha. If a person learns Torah, says the Medrash, if a person has hadvarim ho'ela, these words, so he's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah you start recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'medabek bidracha. And that's the key word, says the Meshech Chachma. Shemitoich zeh atah misdabek bedarkei Hashem. There's a mitzvah of idavka boy. There's a mitzvah to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara in other places, Saita, and the Rambam, passages like this in Ilchus Deis as well. So he says, how's a person supposed to connect, cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Eish Eichla, he's a fire. There's no way to connect with Him. So the Gemara says, Mahu Rachum, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone who has mercy, Afata Rachum, so you should be Mistabek Bidrachum. Look at the Drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to cling to those. The commonality you're going to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the Darchei Hashem. There's a mitzvah for us to go in Hashem's ways. Why? Because that gives us some type of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other way for us to connect with Hashem. What shaykhis do we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A Chacham and a Chacham, they have a shaykhis. But me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah, have an Eitzah for you. The Torah says that if you're misdabik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through going along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mevaker Chayla, you go and be a Mevaker Chayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malavis Hameis, you go be Malavis Hameis. In that way, now there's some common ground you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chachma. In Ken Yesh Lecha Shivui Ksas, you have something that is common, El Darkei Hashem. So then, you'll be able then to have an Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a middle Madrega here, says the Meshech Chachma. If you don't want to just focus on the Ava and what you receive, because then you're loving yourself, you want to have the Ava like a Chacham loves another Chacham because of the Chachma that they share. They share something. They share a common interest. They share something that unites them. That Chachma breeds an Ava between the two. So what is our common denominator with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What makes that union with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Medrash is telling us, when you go B'Darchei Hashem, when you follow in the ways of Hashem, when you look to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're looking to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the mitzvah mitzvah. Vahalachta b'drachav. There's a mitzvah to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. When you emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now there's that connection. There's some shivui. There's something that we have that's the same. And the Mela, that could now be ma'orer, some type of ava. Now, the Meshech Chachma says, just to finish it off, the Meshech Chachma says, that's the pshat, b'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha, ani Hashem. How are you supposed to love your friend? Again, how do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the lower madrega. You're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's a commonality between the two of you. Not because of the tayalis, what you get from him. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's how you're supposed to love your friend as well. You don't love your friend because he honors you, or he praises you, or he gives you things, because that's not loving him. That's loving you. Adarabba. What you're supposed to do is realize that he's kamaycha. V'haftalareacha, you want to love him? He's kamaycha. You share something that's common. What do you share? You're both Klal Yisrael. You're both Oivdei Hashem. You're both people who are machzikim yediyas Hashem ba'olam. You're responsible for bringing Gilui Shechina to the world. You have a common goal with every person in Klal Yisrael. That's why you love them. That's the true Ava that unites us. That says the Meshech Chachma, is the pshat in v'haftal reacha kamaycha, and that's the pshat in avas Hashem and avas Hashem as well. So now, if we go back and transfer this back to the Bavli Mishkan Evne, so we have the ava that we said is the ava tzliyah b'davar. That's not a good ava. That's really you love yourself. Says the Bavli Mishkan Evne. However, there's something to that, because with that you could be ma'irer a love for all of the taivas Hashem gives you, and when you start contemplating all those taivas, you realize you have nothing except Hashem. There's nothing that you have that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should be Ma'ira and Ava. That should be Ma'ira and Ava. The next level, and we spoke about this when we described the level of Ava She'ena Tzliya B'davar. What was Ava She'ena Tzliya B'davar? So he explained, and Ava She'ena Tzliya B'davar is the Achdus. It's the unity that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kutshav Richu V'Yisrael Chadhu. They're one entity. So they have this inner Ava Pnimis. That's really what the true Ava Bein Ish L'Ish is supposed to be. A husband and a wife are not supposed to love each other for what they get from each other. If you're doing it for what you get from each other, that's an Ava Atzliya B'Dover. That's you love yourself. And then when you don't get that Ava, so then what happens? The whole thing falls apart. But truthfully, understanding that Ish v'Isha are the two halves of one neshama, there's an achdus, there's a unity between the two of them. There's something, it's not something that's even describable. It's from the Nisim. It's really from the Nisim to understand how it's shy of such a thing that a man and a woman should get married and have this unity together. But that's because, as the Svarim tell us, they really are one, that are coming together as one. And that's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael v'kud shebrichu, we have this achdus. We're really one unit, we're the echad, and therefore we can have this ava primis. We said the goyim don't have that ava. The goyim, all they have is ava tzlibedover, because they're not echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, how is a person supposed to be ma'irer? How are you supposed to get to this ava she'ena tzlibedover? How are you supposed to get to this ava she'ena tzlibedover? So says the Bavli Mishkan Evne, this ava is the midah of Kutcha Bricha B'Yisrael Chad. So the only way for a person to do this is to start realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of him, a part of his life, a part of his thoughts, a part of his actions. Everything that he does is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he's able to be ma'ira that, and he's supposed to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a central point in realizing that whatever he does is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's able to slowly come to this midah of it's not two separate things, me and Hashem. We're all one. It's this Achdus. And this Achdus breeds an Ava. But I'm thinking that according to the Meshech Chachma, there's a bridge here. There's a bridge. How do I get there? How do I start living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a mitzvah al Achta B'drachav. First, let me find some common ground that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the realizing He does everything for me. But it's more than that. I have a common ground with Him. I'm trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because really, we are one. And I'm not emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My job is to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. And if His midos are to do X, Y, and Z, Rachum Chana Mevaker Chayla Avayas Hameis, and whatever the midos are, so that's what I need to do as well. And when I do that, I'm being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you could start understanding what this Achdus is. The way the Bavli Mishkan Evna says that you get to this understanding of the Achdus is a person, first of all, has to really put a lot of thought into it. You have to put a lot of thought into the idea that there's an Abba Sheina Tzuliyah B'davar. You have to first believe that. You first have to realize what that really means. You have to look around in this world and see things that perhaps you could say that's an Ava Sheina Tzuliyah B'davar. Find examples of it and say, oh, that's the symbol of people who are in love with each other and it's not dependent on everything. That's the Ava that I'm supposed to have through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have to transfer it over to yourself. And then, as he said throughout the Sefer numerous times, you've got to start talking to yourself. Deeper is always ma'irer. But what should you be medaber? He says, Yesh avaydas ha-deeper v'yavayda yikara v'nifla. It's the most precious and unbelievable avayda. You have to find psukim that mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava for Klal Yisrael, and the opposite, Klal Yisrael's Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir Hashirim is Malay these psukim. Shir Hashirim is full of these psukim. There are songs from Shir Hashirim that are Ma'ir this Ava if you pay attention to the words. Or if you can't find the psukim, he says, so you find, express it yourself. Express what it means to you. Talk to yourself, and this has to be an avodah that continues and continues. And if a person's able to be ma'irer this idea with, as I said, I think there's a level before, according to the Meshech Chachma, of actions, and then there's examples, and then there's this dibur. Slowly but surely, a person is able to be ma'irer. It's an indescribable thing. Just like when a husband and wife get married, if you try to describe how that love or how that unity comes about to someone, it's a very hard thing to do. Either you have it or you don't. It either is or you don't. There's a Meshech Chachma that says, not a Meshech Chachma, there's a Nativ. The Nativ that says, there's a Gemara that talks about, there's a Gemara that talks about the Ava that Klal Yisrael has for Torah and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a Nativ that says that there's certain Avas in this world that if you don't have them, you can't even understand them. Certain Avas I can relate to. I love my son. I was going to say something more gashmiistic. I was saying I love a piece of steak, you know, and some other people, most people are like that as well. And some other people, they love vegetarian tofu, basically, right? So, okay, I can't really cop it, but I could relate to the fact that I love food, so you love a different food. You could relate to that type of love. The Nativ says there's certain loves that if you don't have it, you can't even understand it. And that is, he's talking about the Goyim looking at Klal Yisrael's love for Torah. So, of course, they'll never be able to understand it. And we can't really even describe it. Because when you're in it, you understand it. When you have it, it's there. When you don't have it, you can't even relate to it. And that's the same idea. He tried to describe the Ava ben Ish l'Ishtoi that just happens. It doesn't just happen. It takes work as well. But there's this connection that happens. He just tried to describe that to someone. You know, as people are they're going out to say, how do I know it's real? You know what I mean? How do you know? You'll know. That's always the answer. You'll know. Thank you very much. The person hearing that piece of advice doesn't feel very good. But when they get there, hopefully, they'll say, hey, you know, you talk to know. And they pass on the same Nairish advice to the next person. you'll know. What's the pshat? We just say it, because you can't describe it. And that's the same thing with the Avat Hashem, she'ein tluy b'davar. It's something that we all have the potential b'pnimius, because our Kadosh Baruch Hu is part of us. And that's why Hashem wants us to go b'drachav, to be ma'orer, that Ava and that shaychus that we have to Him. But it's something that's very, very hard to describe, because until you're in it, you don't understand it. But our job is to look around for mashalim. Our job is to find psukim that are ma'orer this Ava, that tells us about this Ava. And slowly but surely, without giving a logical explanation, because you can't, it starts being ma'orer that Ava. It starts being ma'orer that Ava, and before you know it, you have that Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you say, how'd you get there? Because I want to tell the next guy how to do it. When you get there, you'll be there, you'll know. Because if you follow the right derech, it'll happen. But there's levels here. Avashen etzluya b'dover, the meshechachmas, mahu avata, and then you come to avatzluya, meshechachmas, then you have the avashen etzluya b'dover, and that's true avas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop there for today.